The number two health story of the year is from my August 7th health report. Each of the state's 99 hospitals have signed up for a new state program to reduce medical debt. On July 1st, Governor Cooper announced an initiative to increase federal payments to participating hospitals who agree to forgive medical debt for low and middle income patients. The sign-up deadline for hospitals was August 9th. The medical debt program is believed to be the first of its kind in the United States. Uncollectible medical debt dating back to 2014 will be forgiven. Our local hospitals, Mission Hospital, Advent Health Hendersonville, and Pardee Memorial Hospital, have signed on. There is a medical debt crisis in North Carolina. According to 2022 Credit Bureau data analyzed by the Urban Institute, that is a nonprofit organization that shapes economic and social policy through research, 20% of North Carolina's residents has medical debt in collections, the fourth highest state in the country. Black and Hispanic persons and people living in rural areas are disproportionately affected by having medical debt. The medical debt program will be funded by federal money coming from the Healthcare Access and Stabilization Program, known as HASP, because the state Medicaid program shifted to managed care. It is estimated that 2 million low- and middle-income North Carolinians will have $4 billion of medical debt forgiven. Former patients do not have to take any action now, because the hospitals will work with a third-party vendor to identify who is eligible for relief.